The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, everybody. It's a Tuesday, February 1. It's already overcast. Looks like Cleveland out there this morning. Tuesday, February 1, 2022. Tuesday weather on the first morning of February. It says snow develops in 30. Now it gets good. Wednesday, snow and very cold. 13 is the high, 5 below tomorrow night. And on Thursday morning, it's 18 degrees and zero, and it's very, very cold. This is a man that I like. We've been friends a long, long time. We text each other. He has come with me on shooting schools. I'm just a fan. Pat Neville. Pat, good morning, and welcome back up to the radio show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Billy told me that, what's going on? You hurt? You got hurt?
Oh, I tore my rotator cuff, so it's been a, I had surgery in November, so I'm on the tail end of it now, but yeah, it's not been fun.
How'd you do that?
You know, I think I tore it a little bit in the Army, but it wasn't so bad. And then I was lifting like a madman for a long time, and I ended up tearing it, and it was like 90% torn. So
ooh.
I had to go get surgery on it.
Ooh. I didn't know any of that till this morning, so get well. Get into the fight.
Oh, thanks.
It makes a better story. It makes a better story. It's like we go back. I don't know how many years we've been friends. Pretty long time. You've done radio shows with me. I think we did some TV together. We've been off air together, social together. You are attempting now to unseat Lamborn. What I don't
understand. No, that's my buddy Dave Williams.
Dave Williams is. I apologize. I'm writing notes to myself back and forth with Dave Williams and you. And with apologies for that. But tell me.
I'm going to go attempt to get a real job after this. That's my goal.
Listen, then get into radio and you still won't have a real job. tell me what happened. I had the same conversation with Dave where these House GOP members vote on Hanks and the Capitol and the stuff about installing Donald Trump, if I'm reading it all right, and that Biden was illegitimately elected and they want to decertify the 2020 election. And
Pat. Yeah, so the media reporting on this, you know, not surprisingly, is completely false. What happened was the Democrats brought forward a resolution that they basically wanted to support what the federal folks were trying to do in the U.S. Senate and U.S. Congress that would have completely affected the way we do elections in Colorado, even. And we brought forward some amendments. I mean, the first amendment that Dave Williams brought forward was one that said that we should be thanking those who are peacefully had their voices heard on January 6th. And we were very clear about that. The peaceful folks, there was about an hour of debate on this where we talked about we are not thanking anyone who was in the Capitol, anyone who did anything illegal. We want to just thank those who were just made their voices heard peacefully. The Democrats didn't even actually argue that point of the amendment. They seemed like they were fine with that point of the amendment. So, of course, the media spins it around. The one point of the amendment the Democrats did argue was kind of shocking, and it was that we should have dead people and illegal aliens should be kept off the voter rolls. And then they came back and argued and said, well, we already have that in Colorado, so we don't want to confuse people and think that we have a way or we don't have those mechanisms to make sure that doesn't happen in Colorado. But the problem with it is the actual resolution what the federal government laws that they were trying to pass would have affected the way we do things in Colorado. So that was kind of the first amendment.
But I read the resolution. With respect, Pat, I read the resolution. And, you know, you can say what you want to say about the media. And but I read sources. I don't go listen to what Channel 9 says or the Denver Post. I read what was said. And with respect. And one-third of your party did not. And now certain members have taken back their vote, rescinded their vote. Why do you think that?
And they have, and that's because of the media spin on it, and they're afraid of the media. I'm not, so I'm not going to be taking back my vote. I think the truth is the truth, and I'm not going to do what I do based on media response.
What, but what truth? I mean, we're working off of a lie with respect. Did you call into question whether Biden was legitimately elected?
No, the amendments that we ran actually said if there's fraud that is proven, then we should move to decertify. Now, I don't think there's been fraud that's been proven.
No.
And I think if you take a look at, and that's the problem. So we have, I've heard a lot of your experts on, I'm good, good friends with Matt Crane, have a ton of respect for him,
sure.
And we can talk about Colorado systems. Colorado does have a decent system. I think it could be tightened up in several ways.
Not according to
but there's a lot of other states.
Not according to Tina Peters.
No, I mean, when you look at what's going on with her, we can get into that later. But if you look at Colorado's system, so that when you go in, you can have automatic registration. That gets bounced off of the state system that then verifies your Social Security number, verifies a few other things. And that's really can kick off illegal aliens. They do have a system that takes a little longer that people, if they die in the state, then they can actually remove them from voter rolls. So there's things that we could tighten up in Colorado, like, for instance, if people that move out of state, sometimes it takes them a really long time to come off the voter rolls. If someone were to pass away out of state, it takes them a really long time to come off the voter rolls. And that's how you end up with, like, I had people that moved out of state when I moved into my new house, and I had several ballots. Now, that's still not like a huge end deal problem in Colorado if I get several ballots at my house because Colorado does signature verification.
Right.
So signature verification in Colorado, we have a process. Your ballot gets mailed to the clerk's office. The clerk's office first scans it in, and then it goes into the system statewide so that every other clerk can see that's been scanned in so you can't vote in multiple counties. Or at least you can, but only one of those will be counted. There's a problem with the way our laws work that you can't even prosecute that when people do try to vote in multiple counties.
But did they?
They have in the past, though, for sure. So in the past, I know in Douglas County, we had one person vote in Douglas County, and
then
the next
story.
Day...
I know that story, and she moved.
No. This is a separate one. This happened quite a few years back, and they voted in Douglas County one day, and then the next day, they went to Elbert County and voted. Now, only one of those voters votes counted because of the way the system works. However, they couldn't even prosecute that person. That was actually under George Brockler's jurisdiction, and George is probably right. He had no chance of prosecuting that person because they couldn't prove intent of fraud.
But would you, I was going to say, Patrick, and that's the story Brockler's told me. How long ago was that, by the way?
That was a while ago, but here's the other thing that we do in Colorado. So once it gets scanned in by the clerk, then before the ballot gets opened, it gets sent to election judges who actually view the signature with other signatures on file. And so it's a decent system. I think that we can improve upon that if I'd rather see an election judge from both parties approving the ballot. And then I would also like to see, comparisons in different counties.
Yeah.
I know, like, within Douglas County, they compare different election judges. And if one election judge has, like, a 99%... acceptance rate, and another one has, a 70% acceptance rate. They do that, but there's really no way to compare it in the counties. But either way, bottom line, it's a decent system. The problem is other states who haven't done mail ballots, like you take a look at Pennsylvania, and in fact, in their constitution, they have a very strict language in there saying that you can only do mail ballots through very certain circumstances. They went ahead and did mail ballots, and there was no signature verification, none whatsoever.
But once again, let's focus here in Colorado, and we can go to Pennsylvania if you wish. Our guest, the one and only Pat Neville, longtime friend, and I highly disagree with what they did. I think they're going to hurt the party. Having said that, that's my reading, and I read the amendment, and it was H.R. 22-1004, I believe. That was the one the Democrats came up with, and then I'm looking at my notes, you came up with a resolution. And
they had a resolution. We came up with amendments to the resolution.
Okay.
And the resolution was basically urging Congress to pass their voter reform laws. And that's why I think it's pertinent to talk about other states and what they do.
Well, yes and no. First of all, do you think Colorado was a clean election?
I think that it's nearly impossible to prove fraud. I do think that if there was fraud that happened in Colorado, it probably wasn't enough to change the outcome in Colorado.
So yes or no, I've been for 14, 15 months reading this. I can't find anything that would qualify to say about Joe Biden not being legitimately elected, or urging decertification of 2020, or reinstalling Donald Trump, or, I mean, and this is going to...
I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with you, Peter, yeah. But that's why we worded the amendment.
Then why vote for the amendment?
Then why
vote for the amendment?
Then that's why, because you're... Okay, the amendment said that if fraud is proven, mm-hmm. then we should move to decertify. Now, I'll agree with you that I haven't seen any evidence that fraud's been proven. But we haven't had a deep dive in this, okay. And the signature verification.
You have.
Here's the problem, Pete. You would never know without signature verification.
Patrick,
there's no way to prove it whatsoever.
Patrick, you just talked about the security of elections.
I talked about the security of elections in Colorado, but that's why I think it's pertinent to talk about states like Pennsylvania.
We can talk about the man on the moon if you want, but do you believe that Donald Trump lost the 2020 election?
I don't know, and I think people are raising legitimate concerns.
How do you not know? With respect, Patrick, knowledge is power. Belief is out in the ozone. You have never seen any evidence except some make-believe fantasy world that Donald Trump won, and Donald Trump is going to destroy your chances.
Well, absent signature verification, Pete, there is no way that could possibly be proven because after they certify – or after in Colorado, when they do the signature verification, then the ballot gets separated from the envelope so that the ballot secrecy can be maintained in a random order.
Patrick.
So once it's separated, there's no way to go back after the fact
to
do signature verification.
Patrick,
there's none, zero.
You're perpetrating a lie. You're believing a lie. It's going to destroy your party internally in the state of Colorado when you keep this stuff up. I mean,
it's not a lie. These people are raising legitimate concerns, and I think we're going to lose. If the establishment does the same thing and says they've done with illegal immigration in the past and say,
Now you just changed horses on me.
No, I didn't. I gave an analogy, and that's exactly what the establishment is doing. They're saying,
look,
these people are crazy. We just need to ignore it. And these people are bringing up legitimate issues. There's other legitimate issues with cybersecurity.
Oh,
there's other legitimate issues
with what
Peters did.
Oh,
and
please.
Here's what I think's happening in Colorado. I think the motive, the most likely motive, I think there's one of two motives for what the Secretary of State's currently doing. And I think the most likely motive is actually the second. The first is that she's afraid they're going to uncover fraud. I think the more likely motive that she's perpetuating here is that she wants conservatives to think the system is rigged and stay home and not vote.
Well, Donald Trump said that.
Donald
Trump said that, not Jenna Peters. Tina Peters.
Why is she doing what she's doing to Tina Peters?
Tina stole that stuff. Patrick, on her own.
The clerks own those machines, Peter. Clerks own those machines, not the Secretary of State.
Well, then what am
My
I doing?
Clerk actually had to sue the Secretary of State to use a different machine.
Why did she turn the cameras off and take the code?
Because the cameras aren't required to be on until 30 days prior, and I think 30 days after the election.
She gave the code and she went on. You don't believe Lynn Wood, do you?
No.
Or Mike Lindell?
I don't believe Lynn Wood.
Do you believe Mike Lindell?
I believe what Tina Peters showed in the logs.
She showed the world the logs.
That is information that should be available to the clerk. That information should be available to the canvas board of the elections, and that information should be available to you and I in the Colorado Open Records Act.
There's no reason that Let's slow down, please. Tina Peters took those things, shared those codes, and left on the lam with Mike Lindell. What do you do personally? Do you believe Mike Lindell is a truthful person that has the real true proof about Donald Trump? Or do you believe he's... And it wasn't based, by the way, on Jenna Griswold. Do you believe that Mike Lindell is really on to anything?
This has nothing to do about Mike Lindell. It really doesn't. So if you take a look at this, that information is required by federal law to be stored.
So who did Tina Peters? But who did
the election?
But Patrick,
and the Secretary of State was deleting it. Peter,
Patrick, who did Tina Peters? No, it wasn't. It's not true. Who did Tina Peters give the info to?
She kept it herself.
She gave it to Mike Lindell.
That's a requirement by the law.
She gave it to Lindell.
Give it out there. And Mike Lindell, I don't know how he obtained it, but I should have been able to get that information by doing a Colorado Open Records Act.
Look, Tina Peters' info.
You should have been able to get that by doing the same thing.
No,
that information
look,
would be available.
How you
That's
voted.
Like saying you can't get my emails because I have a password on my email.
Patrick,
so
how
can't,
you.
You can't have access to my public emails.
How I vote or how somebody else votes is none of your business. It really isn't any of your business. It is not your business how I vote or Billy votes or, for that matter.
And that's not the information that she kept, Peter.
Of course she had.
Logs that's, of who
but the information was
the
already backed up and she stole it. And she knew it.
The equipment. That's no different than someone walking into an election facility. You've got to maintain those logs
Patrick,
for 25 minutes
Patrick,
according
she
to federal law.
According to what she has said, she backed it up three times before.
As she's required to do by federal law.
All right, so the beef is under investigation for allegedly allowing a security breach in her elections division. And then to commit this idea of what? And why would she take this info and go on the lam in a private jet, info that she already knew was backed up, and go off to South Dakota and then hide out with Mike Lindell? You're a smart man. You're one of my favorite guys. How can you back that play?
She was keeping it because she has a requirement under federal law to keep all election-related material for 25 months post-election.
It was already backed up,
Secretary of State, during the trusted build, was going in and deleting all that information.
That isn't true.
And the Secretary of State, furthermore, was keeping that behind. And those are just logs, Peter.
It's not
true.
They're
not anything that...
It's not
true. And I'm not saying those logs even prove fraud. No, it is true. Those logs don't prove fraud. They're logs of who logged into the system at what time, which is another thing that we should actually look into. My clerk actually had the foresight to sue Wayne Williams at the time to not go under Dominion, and one of the reasons being the system that he uses doesn't allow remote access to the equipment.
Why did you vote
and
for
so
this?
Why are we having remote access to the equipment in the first place?
She knew.
I don't know what – once they logged in, Peter, I don't know what information they were giving. I don't think they were changing votes, but what if they're logging in and getting an early count? I didn't have access to that information during the election, and I would have loved to.
This is atmospheric. It's not your business how I vote. Do you really think it's your business how I vote?
I never said that. Not anything close.
No, but then why are you?
These are logs of who logged into the equipment and at what times. That is pertinent information.
No.
That is my business. It's no different than if someone accessed the election building, I should have information, and that's on camera.
Patrick, what do you think of these Dominion machines?
I think there are other better machines out there. Could be improved on.
It's not what I ask. What do you think of these machines? Do you think they threw it? Do you think they changed votes?
No, I'm not. I don't think they changed votes. But when they access those machines, and that information
then
is not
why
available
do you vote?
To the clerk or the canvas
then,
board to approve,
then why do you vote for the
I
amendment?
Think it shows something.
Then why do you vote for the amendment?
The amendment actually addressed some of this stuff, and that we need to look into it. I mean,
You said didn't happen.
Jenna Griswold does not own those machines. Owns those machines.
I understand that. The backups were done.
They have a legal obligation to maintain that information for 25 months.
Yes, it was.
Jenna Griswold wanted to delete it after 6 months, Peter.
Janet Griswold.
Wanted to delete all that information.
You shouldn't even be dealing with Janet Griswold. Tina Peters pulled this stunt on her own. Janet Griswold was not involved until Peters pulled the stunt.
The only way to actually have that equipment certified by state law and through Secretary of State's rules is to have the Secretary of State come in personally and do a trusted build. During the trusted build process, she was deleting all that information. Tina Peters did and what Clerk Schroeder's done in Elbert County is maintain that information before Jenna Griswold can delete it.
No, that was information that was already backed up. Please don't do this.
No, it wasn't, Peter.
Yes, it was.
It's not backed up anywhere.
Yes, it was.
It was completely deleted, and that's what Tina Peters showed Mike Lindell, that this information was on the machine.
You can't believe
prior to the trusted build, and then after it no longer is.
Patrick, what are you doing with Mike Lindell? The voting results were backed up three different times. That was the process. She took stuff that wasn't
the results, but not the logs that is pertinent election material.
But then, let me ask you again:
any other public citizen should have access to.
Tina Peters and her allies believe, and they're called election deniers. They believe the election was stolen. I come back to you: do you believe the election was stolen?
I don't know in other states. I think in Colorado we probably lost it. I think the Colorado, we need to have some of the systems tightened up. And I do fear that if we take the establishment,
then why did you support the amendment?
We're going to ignore this.
Patrick,
why? We're going to ignore this and move on. And this is why I support the amendment, that we're going to ignore all these issues
but you,
that are pertinent issues and move on.
Patrick,
our voters will stay home and we will lose even bigger.
You will lose because you're saying crazy stuff, because middle of the road voters are going to run from you like a striped ass rear end ape. Why, I mean, why support the amendment about fraud when you say there's no fraud? Listen, I want
because
you to win.
The amendment actually dealt, and the resolution itself actually dealt with what the federal government was trying to do, and the federal government was trying to basically eliminate the signature verification.
Look, we're talking about the 2020.
Completely.
We're not talking about something that you're making up now on the back of a lie. Do you think the 2020 election was stolen? You guys do believe that. And you're going to destroy your own party.
The amendment itself was talking about what's happening now.
That's right.
And what's happening now
right.
is the federal government is trying to actually change the way that we are allowed to do our election
systems
in Colorado.
You voted to call into question whether Joe Biden was legitimately elected. Now you say he wasn't, or he was, or what do you think?
I voted to say that if there's fraud that's proven, then we should move to decertify. And I stand behind that. But I haven't.
But fraud that you just said
yet.
Didn't happen.
I don't know if there's a way that it'll ever be proven.
Because it wasn't true.
And I don't think we can ignore these election issues.
Would you reinstall Donald Trump as we speak?
No. I mean, there's got to be more evidence. So, I mean, when we take a look at it legitimately, what they were trying to do with this resolution is approve what the federal government was trying to do. And that would have put us on par with all these other states that don't have nearly the election security that Colorado has.
Patrick,
on top of that, go ahead.
All that resolution did was put egg on your face.
I disagree. I mean, I think that the voters out
Let's
there bring
happens.
Up legitimate concerns. There's legitimate cybersecurity concerns around these elections that we should look into, and it should be a full process.
Patrick,
so people actually feel comfortable and actually have some confidence in our election system.
A percentage of your party that's run by crazy people believes that. You have to win a general election. You have to win in the middle. And this is my great fear, because I want you to win. But if you keep this stuff up and somebody challenges, the same thing is true with Dave. I love Dave. I've held lunches for Dave. But if Dave keeps it up, you guys, I mean, your seeds of destruction, this stuff, this resolution, all this kind of stuff, and a third of your party didn't go along, and another people have taken their vote back. Pat, why do you think they did that? They're not, I mean, I don't
Because they're scared of the media coverage.
Please.
They're scared of it, and that's the last thing that I care about.
Please,
the media is going to do what they do, and I'm not going to change
scared
the way
of what?
I behave or change the way I vote.
What are you afraid
based
of?
Based on what the media says.
No, but you guys are telling a lie. The media, look, forget the media. A legitimate human being watching this says this didn't happen. And you're in there pumping it up. You can't. Look, I want you to win. You're my friend.
So what lie was in those amendments that we voted for?
Well, you call into question.
If
what I read, calling into question whether Joe Biden was legitimately elected, urging decertification of the 2020, reinstalling Donald Trump, supporting...
Urging decertification of fraud is proven. What's wrong with that?
Hasn't been proven. And this goes back to my...
If it is proven.
Oh, God.
So are you saying that if we
God,
find out...
No, you're just...
Investigation that there's 100,000...
But you said Colorado's okay.
...cast illegally for Joe Biden.
But you said Colorado's okay.
But the resolution wasn't about Colorado.
Well, why are you making...
Colorado's not okay. It's not perfect. It's not a gold standard.
All right. Look.
It may be a nickel standard. It's a lot better than what other states have, but it's not perfect by any means.
This is the conversation. I want you to do well and win. It's only going to get worse. These proposals...
I honestly don't think we can win, Pete. If the voters... And those that are passionate
then don't
about
show.
This issue and
then
bring
don't
up legitimate
show.
Concerns.
Well,
if we
if
don't
you,
actually look
if
into
you
this,
keep,
then we're going
to
leave
if they've been lied to. If you keep telling lies, look what happened in Georgia. When Linwood, the Kraken, and Donald Trump go down there and tell them their votes aren't going to count, then the two Democrats won. Do you believe that that's true, or am I making that up?
No, I think Linwood I have no respect for that person whatsoever. I mean, after one of my good friends, Thomas Massey, you look at what's happened with all the things he's involved with. No, I mean, I don't have a ton of respect for him. And I think he probably helped throw that by perpetuating the thing that it's already rigged There's nothing we can do, so no. Don't vote. And
but they should have won.
Come and vote.
They should have won. The Georgia Republicans. But they did not, because the people that you say were cheated or lied or whatever it is that you say went down there and told these Georgian Republicans that the machines were rigged. And you're going to see that someday in a courtroom, my boy, like you ain't going to believe. And so the people of Republicans stayed home, and now you got what you got. Now you come out and tell people that. What do you think they're going to do? You're a respected guy.
And I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying that our system is actually okay, probably the nickel standard, not the gold standard. But we need to have more transparency on this whole issue. We need to look into some of the cybersecurity issues. Cybersecurity is a major thing right now, where people are able to even move trains through remotely once they hack in. And we haven't had nearly the in-depth look gotcha. Into all these different issues that we should have.
How many court cases?
If Janet Griswold really wanted to put a rest to this,
Patrick.
She would say, all right, let's do it. Let's go in. Let's do a full audit. Let's do everything.
How many recounts?
And then we'll have confidence in our election.
How many cyber ninjas? How many recounts? How many court cases? How many things have been turned away? Patrick, please quit this. I want you to quit it. I want you to win. Walk away from this right now. The people that showed up on the January 6th, because they were lied to. Donald Trump lied to them. The people around Donald Trump told lies. Look, drop it. Walk away from it and win. Win on crime and inflation, and win the craziness of what's taking place with the homeless and kids aren't safe in schools and the price of gasoline. And win on that.
Peter, I'm telling you, that's the same thing that the establishment told us in the early 2000s. Drop this illegal immigration argument. And then we'll win. And then we didn't win, because
Patrick,
people aren't just going to drop it if they believe in it.
Patrick,
and I think they actually raised some legitimate concerns that need to be looked into.
I have no idea even know what to say. I love you. I want you to win. But the seeds of your destruction are within this kind of nonsense. It truly is. And I don't know what to say. I mean, I really don't know what to say. You're a good man.
Well, I think, you know, what I want to say is we're trying to make it easier to vote, harder to cheat. And I think in Colorado, we actually have Jenna Griswold that's trying to perpetuate
it's her fault.
Idea. So
let's blame Jenna.
Stay home.
Let's blame Jenna for that vote. And let's blame Jenna for Tina Peters. Let's blame everybody else but taking a hard look at yourself.
And now you actually see President Biden actually saying the same thing, that, because we're going to actually have signature verification, because we have voter ID, now I'm going to lose. The elections won't be good in 2022. And so he's doing the same thing that Trump's doing, but no one's calling him out on that.
Of course they are. Look, voters are concerned. Voters are concerned because they were lied to. And that's the crux of it. That's the truth of it. The lies that were told. I have no answers.
I disagree. I think they're actually bringing up some legitimate issues. Some more sunshine.
Zero's been proven. All the lawsuits, the recounts, everything else, nothing's been proven. And you will destroy the chances the Republican Party has to change the face of this state. And I say it to you with kindness. What you are doing, and Dave's doing, and others are doing, you're going to destroy this state. Any opportunity in 9 months from now, in the November election, because this is going to get stuck in your face by the media, by the Democrats, and by middle-of-the-road voters who think, he believes what?
I believe that our election processes could be improved.
Okay. Yes. All right, man. Take care of yourself. Based on no proof, you say these things, and you have this whole wall lit up because people are screaming.
And that's why the amendment was worded again, Peter, to say, if fraud is proven.
Yeah.
So it wasn't
the fraud that you said it didn't exist. The fraud that you said didn't exist in Colorado.
But other states. Referred to other states. The resolution referred to other states because the resolution was about what the federal election reforms were.
If I read you this from someone who loves you, after listening to my dear friend Patrick, I fear for the state and the GOP. The GOP lost not because of voter integrity, but because they were outmaneuvered by the Dems in 20, and now they will be done again in 22. If I said the name, you'd know it.
I think the GOP has lost for a lot of different reasons, starting back to 2006 when they started
going to help.
The GOP helped kill off coal, and then after that, then oil and gas was killed off. The GOP
is this going to help? Is this going to help? Patrick, is this going to help you win?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that if we had an actual look at this, and people felt more confident in our election system than they feel now, it would help us win.
250 audits said it's legit. 86 judges, many of them Republicans, some appointed by Donald Trump, said no. Cyber ninjas fold the tent. I don't know what more you need, but I guess you need more. And Patrick, it's going to destroy what you believe in.
Well, I think we need more about signature verification. I'd like to see every other state.
Okay.
Stay
with that and see what happens. Stay with that and see what happens in a state that's right now in free fall. Stay with that. And I'm going to be, come November, see how well that does, see how well that works. I know it works when you hang out with the people you hang out with, but you come and you look at a normal group of people and tell them these things. Patrick, you're a good man.
If I look at a normal group of people and say, do you think we should have signature verification in mail ballot elections, they're going to say yes.
Patrick, there's nothing to do with what you guys said. You want to use it because now you're banged up in a corner. You gotta be home
That's
by
exactly
November.
Exactly what the amendments were referring.
I know, and it
exactly.
was a stupid amendment.
And you can disagree on that. I think that we do need signature verification.
Okay,
I do think we need to clean up the voter rolls.
Send me a text. Be safe. Take care. Best of your family, man.
All right. Thanks, Peter.
Bye. Whew. You have chronic joint pain in your knees and your hips, and it's time to think about an exciting new way to treat joint pain. Biologic therapies, regenerative solutions. I'm talking about QC Kinetics, K-I-N-E-T-I-X, now available here. Hey, lots of people have called QC Kinetics already, and thank you. These nation's leader in helping people deal with chronic pain with no surgery, no drugs, no steroids, and no downtime. Natural pain treatments can actually repair and restore damaged tissue in your joints. Long-lasting results, I'm telling you, biologic solutions help your body heal itself. If you have joint pain due to arthritis and lower back pain and shoulder pain, you need to change the way you think about pain, the pain treatments. Discover the biologic therapies at QC Kinetics. Keep moving again. Get your life back. No knife, no dope, no gas, right? Call QC Kinetics now and learn more. 303-900-8986. 303-900-8986. 303-900-8986. Regenerative, restorative, and really pain relief. 303-900-8986. Take an hour to read the wall of hate now. Good morning, everybody. On a Tuesday, February 1, 2022. Snow develops, it's cold, and Brockler's coming up, and you are blind. Yes, I apparently I am. Listening to that, and it's a young man I like. We'll go from there. American Financing, we're running late because of how long the interview went. Listen, if you haven't taken advantage of these incredibly low mortgage rates, now is the time. You're not going to be here again with a really low rate. It's not going to stay this way much longer. Each day that passes, you know, it's going to happen. We're at risk of seeing higher rates, and it's going to cost you money. Please find out what your options are. Get a free mortgage review, no obligations whatsoever, by calling the folks at American Financing. You're lucky and likely to save hundreds of bucks, and not $1,000 a month, and tens of thousands long term. Start now. You may be able to close in as fast as 10 days. Lock into a low rate now. Before they're gone, pre-qualify in as little as 10 minutes. I trust American Financing. So should you. Call American today, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. Online, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate. I read one more from the wall. You're letting it get personal. Yes, I am. I care about Colorado. I care about the future. I care about conservatives winning. Yes, it is very personal. I care about the future of the state for my family and for my grandson. Yes, it's very true. It's very personal to me. Stupid makes it wrong. And they're going to have a tough enough time winning, and this ain't going to help. We come back with Brockler. Hang on, 710 KNUS. We got time for one call, I guess. Tuesday morning, 1 February. going to be icy and snowy. This is Bill. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Morning, Pete.
Morning to you.
I can't get to a speaker here. Yeah, you know what? I think people have different definitions of fraud, which is why you're talking past each other. Mm-hmm. For me, maybe for you, fraud is altering a ballot illegally, creating a ballot, or destroying a ballot that wasn't counted. I think these
did
people
that. By the way, did that happen? No.
Not that I know of.
That's right.
What happened in a few individual cases. Example, the guy down in Colorado, Southern Colorado, is accused of murdering his wife. He mailed her ballot. He's been accused of mailing her ballot for Trump. And if you remember, in 2016...
He murdered a woman and mailed her ballot, and that proves the case?
No, I'm saying he's...
Thank you.
That's one.
Oh, all right.
But Steve Curtis, former state Colorado Republican chair, you remember him from a few years ago?
Yes.
He was convicted in 2017 of doing just that, too, with his
Listen,
divorced wife.
Let me stop you again. These men, and I like Pat, they voted to call into question Joe Biden being legitimately elected, to urge the decertification of the 2020 election results. They want to reinstall Donald Trump and support Tina Peters. Forget some joker that murdered his wife. Now, what do you say to all of that?
I say that they're probably hanging that on the fact that not even in Colorado, but in other states, some voting laws were legally changed. And they're counting.
Let me cut to the chase. Did Donald Trump win or lose?
Absolutely.
What?
No, sorry. He lost. He got his butt kicked. He got embarrassed by 8 million votes plus 80 electoral votes.
So now what?
Well, no, I'm agreeing with you 100%, Peter. I'm just saying, why do these people keep doing this? It's because they think fraud is something that it's not fraud at all. It's just they.
Listen, when I said it, I love Pat Neville. He said, "Well, not in Colorado. Then why are you passing an amendment in Colorado?" This is Trump lies.
It's virtual signaling.
That's all it is.
To their base.
All it is.
Absolutely.
And that's going to get them beat. And when somebody said you're personal, you're damn right. I don't want the state under the hands of Bennett and the rest of these people. Listen, Brittany Pederson, the heroin princess, is probably going to win the 7th district. Now, is that personal? Yes, it's personal.
All I can say is the people who don't like Lauren Boebert just got to stuff it because they're not in her district or they're not majority.
That's a separate issue.
And the same thing with Brittany Pederson. You don't like her? If she wins, she wins.
One is far more dangerous. All right, good to know Republicans are concerned about other states' elections. As I fill up my gas and it costs too much, can't find ingredients in one store, drop off my masked daughter at school to turn on her homework. Pissed. Good. That's the Republican Party, and that's the problem. And we got to solve it because I want them to win. But we can do weenie talk radio, and I can lie to you, and you can feel good. I'm back with Brockler. Stay here.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.